In the Kevin Spacey Unmasked last night.
How was it?
Fucking fine. Other than the worst thing he did was he jacked off during Saving Private Ryan. He invited the... Sorry, it's the same thing over and over again. It's the same story. He goes, he meets a dude, and he's clearly just trying to fuck these guys.
Yeah.
Sure.
And every dude is like a Hollywood guy, like a desperate Hollywood actor that's like, this is my big chance. He wants to be my friend. He chose me to be friends with for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Well, dude, there's a reason. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But they're, that's their mind. They're like, he just could see it in me.
Yeah.
It's like, he's never seen you act. You're at a bar.
Right. He's wearing leather pants.
Yeah. Yeah. The one guy was like, he saw me at the Golden Globes. I was just standing there. And Kevin Spacey walked up and was like, who are you? It's like, obviously, he's trying to fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
What do you think that is? Anyway, the one guy he met at a bar, they were like talking and stuff. And then he was like, let's hang out. Oh, he's like, there's a party at my house. So they go back to his house. He like makes out with them. There's no one else there. Yeah. And then,
he was like, people just come and go. It's that kind of party.
Yeah, that one. I think that actually might have been a different guy than the Saving Private Ryan guy.
That's a...
He got him in the home theater. He got the Saving Private Ryan guy. They were at a house party and he was like, we should go check out this home theater.
Yes.
And I was like, okay. It's like, bro, you know what that
is. He's watching movies. They're both cinephiles, dude.
They are cinephiles. He grabbed one guy's dick on the set of fucking House of Cards.
Just honked him between shots. They were like behind a curtain.
We were watching it last night. I was like, dude, I'm ruined. I've honked everyone. There's going to be Shane Gillis on Mass where like, Gerben's crying. Like, he will let me grab my penis.
He told me it's what guys do for fun.
There's
intent, though.
True.
Yes.
There's a guy, the one guy he goes out with, he's like, let's go hang out. So they're walking around. They go to a movie theater. The guy had just worked on Saving Private Ryan. And he was like, oh, this is your movie. Let's go watch it. So they're sitting in the theater. And it's the opening scene. It's D-Day. And the guy said he looked over and Kevin Spacey was jacking off.
To D-Day.
Yeah. to Saving Private Ryan's D-Day.
Right. Just headshot, explosion.
He was trying to take his temperature.
D-Day.
D-afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can trick guys that easily, it just goes to show that the women never stood a chance.
Absolutely right.
To be fair to Spacey, that's a very fair point. To be fair to Spacey, the possibility of getting head during that D-Day scene is immense, dude.
Iconic.
It'd be crazy.
It'd outweigh all of his Oscars. It'd be the biggest accomplishment. I made a straight guy suck my dick during D-Day.
He says that at his Hollywood Walk of Fame speech. Of all my accolades.
He should have put his cock in the hand star.
Yeah, true.
Fell forward and put his dick in.
Or it's just nine fingers and then one dick imprint. Guess so which one is fake.
Kevin Spacey, he's back. He's just like back doing his thing now. Why do they do the behind the actor studio now?
I don't think they... No. That wasn't
that was stock footage. He just did an interview now, didn't he?
He came out after 3 years of silence.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the interview was... I think for some reason I heard behind
the actor. No, this was interviewing the victims. Just dudes who got honked over the last 25 years.
What?
Honked, a lot worked. Of dudes got
it was
honked.
A honkumentary?
It was an absolute honkumentary.
He likes flipping servicemen. That's his ultimate fetish because his dad was a Nazi and like diddle him like while dressed in SS gear.
What?
So his dad was a big time Nazi.
Yeah. And his like fucking brother
his
now
brother
dresses
Rod
like.
Stewart.
Exactly.
He had a Nazi dad.
Jerking off the D-Day makes a little more sense now.
True.
Yeah.
He was like, these fucking defeat these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
wow, I never thought of that.
So he got molested by his dad in Nazi clothes?
I think molested's a nice way to put it.
Maybe.
He got turned out repeatedly.
It's like that joke. There's the one guy. Watch child born in a Nazi outfit. That was Kevin Spacey's dad that actually did that.
I'm telling you, he's a widespread phenomenon. He's
like, how can I make this more evil?
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he just did an interview himself, though, I'm pretty sure.
I think he did. No, he did one with Tucker Carlson. That was nuts, dude.
Recently?
Yeah. He did a Tucker one where he broke the fourth wall again and did that fucking House of Cards thing.
No, he did it again?
Yeah, he did it during the interview with Tucker. It was very weird.
What Tucker said.
Tucker's like,
all right.
Have you ever had a Zin, Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
It's a bit strange.
He's usually calmed me down.
Damn.
But yeah, jacking off during Saving Private Ryan was it was making me laugh very hard.
All-time bro move.
It's crazy. It is. Yeah. It's crazy, dude. But it is funny to get just your own, just by your own devices, to rationalize being in Kevin Spacey's basement, being like, yeah, man, I'm a phenomenal. That one commercial he saw me in, he just.
And he never saw any of these guys in anything. And they were like, this could be my entire career. I have to do this. The one guy was like, I'm not gay. I sucked his dick for like 10 seconds. And then I was like, well, this is not me.
And he, and he barfed.
Yeah, he barfed. 10 seconds, dude. Yeah. That's kind of fucked up. He sucked him for 10 seconds. If I was on the jury, I'd be
the spaceman finished it off. Don't worry. The spaceman jacked off and then drove around with him for like three more
hours. For 3 hours, just covered in cum. All over the steering wheel and his pants.
What a high crime. I would have stood up in the jury and be like, you sucked him for 10 seconds and stopped? Be like, guys, I would give an impassioned speech. I would give an impassioned speech. I'm like, what's the greatest wrong here?
Yeah.
True. You should be on trial.
10 second suck will give a man a heart attack.
Yeah, you're guilty of blue ballery.
Damn, Spacey, dude. That's sick. Is he making a comeback amongst this like negative documentary? Is that why he did Tucker?
I don't know. I'm sure he's trying to make a comeback, but
yeah,
that's as far as I got. Did he do anything real evil in there?
How far did you get?
I got to the...
Did you get to when he opened the theater and it was just his little like sweet candy shop of young boys?
No.
Dude, he like ran this like very famous theater in London, and he would have these like intensives where he would just round up like 60 of the most like supple dudes and be like, I'm your teacher. Come. And then he would just like sit next to him and like rub their backs and be like, you need to tap into something deeper. And then invariably, you know, fuck most of them.
You tap in.
Yeah. But every one of them was like, I've been training my whole life for this moment to be near Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
You know, and then he's like, meet me upstairs. And he's just got his fucking throbbing cock in his hand. Yeah.
You think that would be, you know, were these like young boys or are they?
No, I think they were like 19,
actors.
20. Yeah.
Yeah.
It had some training.
If barely, you're like a straight 40-year-old guy and they're like, you're in a job interview and like, any good qualities, be like, I'm so driven by ambition one time that I completely rationalized Kevin Spacey's dick for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's how bad I want success.
Yes. Right.
Like that one guy. Wasn't that with the Fyre Festival documentary? Remember that guy who blew everybody for like water?
Oh my God. Yes.
That guy ruled. He was like, we need water for the festival. And the guy was like, you can't have this water. And he was like, so I sucked his dick.
Yeah. And that guy was like the president of Haiti or something. Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Needed water, dude.
You wanted to keep it going.
How far do you think I could suck my way up into like local politics?
I think you could
alderman.
I think you can get real far. You'd be an alderman for
sure. State senator, easy. Yeah.
City council member. An alderman boy.
I just become a trash man. I just be
fuck.
You get a job at the water plant.
Suck my way down to sanitation.